live from the sixth floor basement. Yep, it's a podcast of lowering standards. It's Guys, Games, and Beer.
Yeah!
Here we are.
Hey,
last
here we are.
Last one before Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, keep an eye on the channel, guys. We're going to be doing lots of live content from over there. We're going to be hitting some all sorts of markets, looking for all sorts of finds to see what we can bring back to bring to shows. So keep an eye on, see what we pick up.
Mostly waifu posts.
Hey, if you were going to Japan,
won't be the first.
What would you
time.
First look for?
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah, what system? What system would you be looking
system
for from Japan?
Game or thought or
yeah. I mean, last time again we picked up a crap load. When we were,
yeah, you guys. I didn't know what to do.
Scary amount of hardware last time.
Travis was looking through all these boards.
Oh, Travis did. Travis was the worst offender. Ryan did a pretty good job though.
Yeah, mine wasn't too. Yeah, I got a few fun.
You got yeah. A few good fives.
I think I bought a PlayStation gun. That was.
That was it.
Pretty good.
By the way. I found
those PlayStation 1 guns in the black are just so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and a much better design.
Is there not orange or something?
Oh. Well, they're not orange, and it's a way better design. It uses the PlayStation 2 design
right. With
the one cord that goes between, and it's so much better. But anyways.
You're saying.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, I was going to say, you know what I found in my storage? Light gun for the Sega Master System.
Ooh, nice.
We should swap and see if mine works better than yours.
Masters. I still have another one, but I thought I gave you one.
Everybody's giving it to her.
I got three of them right now. And the one still, you know.
The one that was stepped on is still dodging.
Shoots a little to the right.
Like me,
it's a little bent.
We think
what it's missing is on those light guns, and you wouldn't think such a small thing would make a difference, but we've discovered it because. And please don't ever do this again, please. somebody at MGC had smashed my gun to smithereens.
Oh, yeah, we are talking smithereens.
Yeah, but
quite a bit of damage.
But. Maybe all the King's Horsemen couldn't do it, but Ryan could put it back together, and he did. He put it back together, he glued it all back up and everything, but he found there was a little round piece at the front that I think we just lost, and
yeah.
You got it recreated somehow. And then, but I think that's missing on the one that shoots funny.
Yeah.
Is that there's a small plastic piece, and I think it probably prevents scatter.
Yep.
And creates a little more focus on the you wouldn't think like that small little and again pennies of a piece it would make such a difference, but it's about a difference of about an inch off.
Offset. That's actually pretty severe.
It is pretty severe when you're trying to shoot something. Yeah, it's really bad. But until I figured that out, and once I knew what it was, I could start shooting regularly adjusted, because once he told me that, I'm going to give this a try. And once I did that, it's like, oh, so I just got to put a piece in there.
Yeah, right?
So if yours has that.
To restrict it.
But the upside is, if I have that many guns, when we do, so I've never done this in a display before, that Gangster Town is a two-player game.
Is it?
If you have two guns.
Oh, nice.
Okay. And I didn't have two good working guns.
Master System guns.
System guns. So I think that's going to be a thing.
Okay, hey.
But hey, don't destroy.
But you'll always win.
Yeah, don't bring any more of our shit.
You'll always win if you choose the right
control. All right, so hey, what do we got tonight, Ryan?
We did none of the prep for this.
No, that was just preamble.
We have beer.
I'm kind of excited about this.
I hear I'm the best.
This weekend, I happen to have to go up to Bayshore Mall, again, Hyperloca, but the beer hall is up there.
Oh.
And what I'm seeing is beer hall. Of course, it was a German beer hall, so there's an I in here, not a two.
Beer
hall. But, yeah, so I love the idea of a beer hall.
Wow, that is quite the artwork on this
Malt one. Bomb.
Yeah, so I've got the... Oh, shit, where did the description... I just had it. Here we go. All right.
I could not have distracted you. I could not have distracted your phone.
This is apparently it's from May.
Oh, by the way, so everyone find the unicorn?
Well, you listen to the description.
Oh.
Another seasonal release that has returned to tap lines and shelves is our Beer Hall Lager, the label of which is veritable who's who of Carbon 4 past and present. Grab a sixer and see if you can identify our favorite brewery employees as well as a number of other fun Easter eggs.
All right. Yeah.
This easy drinking full bodied bad boy is quickly becoming a fan favorite for those days when a hop grenade is just too much.
Thank you. I don't like hop grenades ever.
Although it does say malt bomb on the top.
Malt bomb!
Oh, it smells malty.
By the way, I found this on the can.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, oh, look at that.
It smells malty. Holy shit, it smells malty.
And then I didn't realize that it was two labels that I found it again. I thought I was really impressive.
I know, you're doing great.
I realize
that's got a really...
A little
all right, for a lager, that's awfully malty smelling.
All right. Well, my God. Aged, so...
I mean, if they keep brewing it, that might be the thing. I'm trying to look at the bottom. I can't read. It's just small. How are your eyes?
How are your eyes? We're not old. No, not at all, guys.
What am I looking at? I'm looking at the bottom to see if you can see the born. Does it
you know what? I'm liking that.
Does it have the date or no?
Yeah.
I think it
is. 2023. April?
It's not retarded.
That's what it's called.
It's got a really nice mouth feel to it.
So I hear.
You got a pretty mouth.
So I hear.
I kind of like that. I can see why this is becoming a fan favorite. It's a 5.2, so it's not a killer.
So, they should probably make this one of their non-seasonals.
I'm going to agree with you on that. This is actually really good for a lager.
And and it would create a nice, a better staple overall as far as their offerings, because they weren't wrong in the idea of, you know, Hop Patrol.
Yeah, the Hop Bomb, So Carbon.
It's like, hey, we have this super hoppy beer.
Carbon 4 Brewing does a lot of very hoppy beer.
Hoppy beer.
They do a lot of hoppy beers.
There's one.
Yeah, that is a hoppy ass beer.
Yeah. And there's a number of them. So, and we did they tried to make the staple beer, right? Just like the something Pilsner.
Yeah.
And what's, I wonder how that's doing. I don't see their product as much in the stores as like 3 years ago.
No.
But didn't they also take over the other Madison brewery?
Yeah.
So maybe they have to diversify what makes it out in the public more.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Which one
was that? That's
Christ.
Ale Asylum, right? Or no?
Not Ale Asylum. No. That's the one it was another Madison brewery.
That sounds more right because, maybe Bob Craft is going out of business. So.
Yeah, I know.
So... People, you're not drinking enough beer. We're losing breweries.
No.
At an extraordinary rate.
How are we ever going to drink?
Yeah, the show relies on all these little fucking breweries. Don't buy their goddamn beer.
This is definitely drinkable.
This is very drinkable.
Yeah.
It
had the malt smell, like you said.
It very malty smelling, but not taste-wise.
No.
You know, it does remind me
of... It's not sweet at all.
No sweetness at all either.
It doesn't taste as malted as other malted beverages.
Very, very low on the bitter.
Because I'm trying to pick up certain flavors, but it's all... It's not the most exciting, but it's all uniform enough to where I realize that we're not even done talking about it, and I'm about halfway through.
That's
kind of, yeah.
That's a good sign.
At least they have components where, it's smooth. Very smooth.
It's not really carbonated. It reminds me very much of a German-style lager.
Yeah, that's what, a little bit.
I have no complaints. Very few notes.
Yeah.
You know, Is it the most exciting beer that we've had? No, but sometimes I don't want an exciting beer.
I have more suggestions than complaints, really.
All right.
Well, honestly, this is kind of, we've had this a lot, I feel like, lately, where we've gotten a beer that just is like, when you think beer, beer.
Yeah, just, I was thinking about that earlier, actually, today. Like, thinking about the concept of beer that's a beer, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want...
Funny, this is more bitter than this.
Yeah, even
that's kind
of... Even the PBR is kind of borderline. It's, like, really close, because I think of the taste of this compared to this, and it's, like...
Okay, that's a little bit weird, more. Actually.
It is. It's bizarre.
Brandon, all right. Yeah. Well, let's do some questions.
All right. Run them around the table, Larry.
All right. Well, let's start with you.
What question first?
What's the question?
Questions. Why do we
ask? Not everybody knows the question, Larry.
Would you grab this from the party cooler?
Would you grab this from the party cooler?
I would grab this from the party cooler. With all my buds that are on the... I have no idea where they are.
You know who the unicorn is.
Yeah. I would definitely grab it out of the party cooler. It's... Solid drinker, like Beth.
Well, yeah, obviously, 100%. It's a party cooler beer. It's not exciting, but it's a party cooler beer. It works.
That's a good description. No. It's a party cooler beer.
This is a better party cooler beer than like some shit beer. You know what I mean? Like like there's a bunch of
Miller. Mean like amps.
I mean, honestly, like, the first thing I ever see out of party cooler, the only thing I ever grab a hard cooler, this, because I know it's the safest compared to, you know, IPA bombs and everything else, but this is, like, they call this a malt bomb, but it's, like, it tastes and acts like an all-American beer.
Yeah, I'm gonna disagree with the malt bomb part.
Yeah, it's like, I know they're joking about they're probably being facetious about it, but at the same time, you taste it, and you're like, oh, okay, I see what you guys are going there. You're actually acting like adults about it.
I'm going to give you something to think about.
Yeah.
I already said that this is more bitter than this.
Yeah.
And so I would think that the sort of lack of notes that you pointed out a couple times is the maltiness. Maltiness tends to be sort of subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that it's strong in unsubtle is kind of its multi bond.
That might be in a way, if you think about it. Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it.
I don't know.
It is. It's because, it's kind of mind-blowing in certain ways.
Bad with all the styles, but somebody says this is actually a Hell's Lager.
Helles?
Helly? Is that what I'm pronouncing?
Helles? I would say close. So, like I said, very German style.
So Helles means light.
Oh, okay. And it says that it's a great choice for your beer for this week or weekend. Crisp, delicious, smooth. Perfect for when one just isn't going to be enough. That's the other tagline.
Pretty much. I mean, and the maltiness does come on the back of the tongue, finally. But, like, other than that, yeah, it's an interesting take on it.
But that's too, right? When I say I want a beer, like, I don't want one. I want to have some beer. I'm going to have several beers and enjoy them.
Yeah, beer. Or something consistent to have in your hand.
Yeah, exactly.
At least, you know, I'm very comfortable with that.
Party cooler?
Oh, he's going all around.
going all around.
Obviously. It's a perfect party cooler beer. You could drink a lot of it. You could drink this all night long, and you'd probably be pretty tore up, but...
It's only a 5.2.
Yeah.
It depends on how fast
you drink. That makes a difference.
This is the problem with this
actually,
one.
You could drink it very fast. It's like downing water. Difference.
Not in a bad way.
Most of these are 0.9.
Yeah.
So
4.9.
So 4.9.
Yeah.
So, you know.
No, I'm definitely grabbing this out of the party.
So you're cranking it up to 11.
I like the fact it's not overly carbonated, which means I'm not going to get all gassy and bloated from drinking it. Very often beers can be overcarbonated. This is not overly carbonated. The 5.2 is very drinkable. This is a good weekend beer, good party cooler beer.
Work on a project beer?
It's actually good. That is actually a very good point. This is the kind of beer I can drink while I'm working on a project.
Oh, no, way, new questions!
That's not a bad one because I do drink beer very often when I'm working on projects. And I tend to go for very light beers because I got to focus on what I'm doing. So
I.e. Helles.
Thank you. A Helles lager. Right. But generally, I tend to go with very light lagers when I'm working on something, because mm-hmm. I'm working on something.
Yeah, you need your mind focused.
Thank you.
I feel like this is almost crafted to be a party cooler beer.
Yeah.
I would absolutely pull it out. But that being said, for me, I would also order this at a pub.
Nice segue.
Yeah.
It's an award-winning segue. I gotta get a graphic for when you do a good segue. I'm gonna do like some fireworks segue. And a guy riding away on a segue. That'd be the best part.
A pixelated picture of Larry like pointing or something
like that. Segue. All I gotta do is add a finger. Yeah.
So Ryan, would you order it at a pub?
I think this would be a great pitcher beer.
Yeah.
Ooh, you need a top up? You need a top up?
Well, evidently they're talking about they said line, so they must have it on kegged as well.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, there you go. That would be amazing.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
My eyes are bad. Is that Slimer that from the well, Ghostbusters? Though? Is that Slimer?
Well, that's Where's Waldo.
That is
Slimer.
Okay.
All right, by the way, you can stare at the can all day and find...
Right, and find things. Because they've hidden all sorts of shit in there.
Great, there's like a lot.
Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo?
I'll hold it up a little bit to the camera so you can kind of get it.
Where's Waldo's definitely...
Sorry, it's not going to be perfect, but...
He's got a beard, though.
You get the idea. There's a lot on that cover.
I feel like... You know what doesn't work on a can?
The Shoshi.
This does not work on a can.
Archer's on here. I think that's Archer.
Conceptually, doesn't it?
Brenner of the A.
Who doesn't love Archer?
All right, we were on the question. So,
is Bob in here?
Or did everyone disagree?
No, keep going.
So, I would definitely order this at a pub, because generally, if I'm eating, this is the type of beer I want. I generally just want something straightforward, no fancy flavors, not an IPA that's going to mess with my palate. This is what I want.
Yeah.
No strawberry gator?
No. So yeah, I'd definitely order this. This would be a great beer to have with some food. Especially pub food specifically, you know? Fries, burgers, like... Yeah, 100%.
So this is going to be an interesting answer. Yes, pub, obviously. But what if they serve in a glass with a wedge of lime?
Ooh, no.
I would probably prefer not.
No.
You could put lime in it. I can see how you could do it. I wouldn't.
It's a lager. I mean, there are certain lagers.
Yeah, I could do it.
Yeah, not this lager.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but it can happen.
I mean, it's fine on its own. No, get me wrong. It's fine. I just, as soon as I taste it, I was
a little more bite to it.
Yeah, that type of bite, not the IPA bomb bite like I used to, but more like,
let's get some limes out. Let's get some scurvy here and find out.
I'd be interesting to try at least once and see if it works.
I just drank the wrong beer.
You
know. Dr. Doom's on here.
I drank that one too.
I'm not surprised.
I don't know what the bird thing is. Anyways, we're back to this.
Keep going around. Yep.
This side of the table.
Get everybody.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I mean, I can't actually think of a bar I wouldn't drink it at, because it's a good mid-tier.
Yeah,
meaning middle of the night beer. I'd say, I say it's above
what
average.
If it's a French one, and they're like, beer like this with probably, it, with like a like
that
a
that might be my right. one.
I would be like,
oui,
oui, monsieur. Merci beaucoup.
Maybe that's my one criticism of this, is that it's advertising itself too much like an IPA bomb. It should appear more like this or this. Something more uniform.
I mean, I think the description of beer hall lager is probably pretty good.
I mean, yeah, that works.
I think that's good.
I mean,
I can definitely go.
I think the bomb, I agree with you that the bomb thing might be a little over. The
bomb is weird.
Overselling.
Okay.
The bomb part.
I tried to save it, but it can't be.
Fortunately, it's general excellence
that
exceeds that disappointment. So, by far.
Mario
Pipe? Yep.
Yeah.
I like it when breweries try to, like, when they really, like...
Yeah, no.
Oh, go. I gotta...
Yeah, I'm ordering it at the pub. I agree with you. Great with pub food.
I mean, any food.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Solid with pub food.
Yeah.
pitchers would be fucking awesome. This is a pitcher beer.
That was a good idea, too.
Now, I think
that's a great
idea. I want a pitcher.
Exactly. If we had a pitcher, this is the kind of beer. You put a pitcher on the table, keep topping people off.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, good night.
You know, we have not installed a tapper in here yet.
I know.
Have we not done that?
No, we're going to go with that one right there.
This one. Yeah,
no, this one right here. Actually,
give me a hammer. We'll just start making holes.
Dude, I got just the tapper for it.
Perfect.
I know what we're doing next.
So indignancy in brewers, right? So when they sometimes
I need to start like. Hello, Lyricles.
So sometimes brewers get indignant with their criticism, and they spite beer, right? So BrewDog did this with non-alcoholics. They make some of the best non-alcoholics. But their original brewing was high alcoholic. So their criticism was they can't make a beer under whatever, right? So they're like, F you, and we're going to make a non-alcoholic, and it's going to be the best thing you've ever had.
Yeah, asses.
I feel like Carbon 4 is, this is their spike beer. For
all the hobby shit they make.
Yeah, all the hobby shit.
That'll learn you, people.
I suppose it can be in a very sneaky way.
In fact, this Spite is an interesting, funny thing. You know, the entire Black album is a Spite album, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were told, oh, you guys will be great but you can't write a song under like 4 minutes. They're like, fuck you. Yes,
That'll learn you.
And
you'll turn on the bass again.
I do like that. I mean, because when I saw the cover, I did have the impression it'd be hoppy, but yeah.
Yeah, no, again, really, really solid. Pretty much everything about this beer is very solid. All right, well, let's take the vote on that. Let's see what we think. In 3, 2, 1. Wow, shocked. Absolutely shocked. Carbon 4. So we've done a lot of your beers on the show.
Way more.
Yeah, this I agree with Larry or whoever who suggested. This is not a seasonal beer. This isn't a year-round beer.
Yeah,
this is something, it's a good drinker.
Yeah.
It's a good overall beer. Would love to see more of this from your stable. Solid fucking beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
I have to agree.
All right. On that happy note, Judge Rob, because it's a solid fucking beer, why don't we pass verdict on this?
On the charge of being the malt bomb, I find you were innocent, but on your second charge of just being the bomb, guilty.
And sentence you to
drinking!
Already drunk. Okay, so for those of you who have seen the show before, the fact he's finished that says effing volume.
Yeah, because I don't drink like I used to, and it's like, it's just like I might drink one, maybe take a few sips.
Yeah, this isn't low alcohol.
It's
normal.
Alcohol.
Yeah,
this is an
average drink.
This is a perfect drinking beer. Mm. All right,
that's tasty.
Well, so as we were saying at the beginning of the show, we're going to, you guys can still do this show. You've got enough. It's only me and Larry who are going to be gone.
I'm going to be posting a whole bunch of backwards. On the 16th, though.
Okay. All right.
Because I thought it'd be kind of fun if we just got a
shitload of stuff to catch up.
Because we're not going to get a...
We won't get
Christmas game episode I'd like to do, so we might do that on the 16th.
Ooh, I've got something special for Brown Liquor Christmas coming, too.
We got Brown Liquor Christmas.
We'll Tom and I will do...
And Travis.
We'll do a few things from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that will be interesting. But if the American side crew wants to, like, dominate us, let's have a back and forth.
Right? Oh, I like this. I like this.
Well, I have a whole bunch of backlog I have to.
Yeah, he's got
this. So Pittsburgh will be. Pittsburgh is like got six left. So those.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to.
Well, those are the plan.
I thought those were all live.
We didn't live, but he puts them on other places.
I put them on.
So when we stream, so guys, you know, we do the live shows, but the thing is, bandwidth at shows can be horrible, so I keep the streaming to just one service.
Yeah, I mean, even for Japan, like, it's going to be limited. And if we do anything that's actually close to good, maybe it'll go to other services,
right,
too.
But it's only going to be on
how drunk Rob is.
Right, it's only going to be on one. We only do it on one service at shows. Yeah. It's just too hard to try to multi-stream at shows. Oh. I'd have to pay for a high-speed connection, and I ain't paying for a fucking high-speed connection. We do this shit for free.
Mm. Right.
Or cheap. Let's put
but
it
I clean those up. I remove some of the background audio, right, kind of emphasize it a little bit. We almost get a better version of it.
Oh, you get a better version.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know,
yeah,
you don't have to be buzzing.
You'll get some good ones.
Yeah, you don't get the buzzing. Rob,
I mean, he's still buzzed.
Right.
To be fair.
He's buzzed, but you don't hear the buzzing. Rob cleans the audio up.
Plus, that last one was cracking me up.
There are. The
you were out of order. The whole court was out of order. That's pretty funny.
We have a few moments there, okay? I dragged him out of a show to do one of the interviews because I was running short of people. And there was only four of us there in Pittsburgh.
Wait, was it after I ate a taco?
That was after you ate the fucking taco.
The ground taco?
No, it wasn't a ground taco.
It was
taco.
Handed to him. Okay.
Somebody gave it to him.
No, it was just like, so I was a cycle stick. Right?
Oh, nice, yeah.
Yeah, psycho stick, right? And there was a psycho stick fan there that had a 20, you know, taco thing from Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. And they went up to the band and were like, hey, band, do you want some tacos?
There's a song.
Yeah. And yeah, check out the song if you haven't checked out the song.
Check out Psycho Stick.
And so the band took a couple and they're like, and the band's like, oh, this is so freaking great, tacos. And maybe he's going to share this with them. And then he started walking around the crowd and I like grabbed a taco and ate a random taco from a random stranger.
Yeah.
So.
And that's when he started swallowing colors.
And that's, and then he did the interview.
And then I did the interview. So
just, you know, saying. Just saying.
But yeah, it's still great.
But to be fair,
it's great.
Probably wasn't the tacos. It might have been the 3-4 beer runs.
Oh, we did a lot of
during the show.
We did a lot of beer that weekend. We drank a lot that weekend.
It's always like that time that someone threw cake at Alice Cooper on stage and he like went down, like ate something. He's like, that was the dangerous decision.
Exactly.
Alice Cooper's self-realization is pretty impressive.
More stuff from PGX coming up on the different channels, so definitely check that out. Rob's going to be
the podcasty ones.
The podcasty ones. Rob will be getting that posted.
Yep, there's going to be Japan.
And then there'll be some.
The 16th, I think we are going to screw around a little bit.
Sweet.
And just do the annual Christmas game episode.
That sounds good.
What's plan for Christmas, kids?
I'm not getting up at 2 in the morning to log in.
I am.
You can.
I don't sleep when I'm over there, so I'm fine.
So I'll pop
dude,
up
do you remember
morning.
How little I slept last time?
Oh, we all
no, we're just little. Saying, like, we could theoretically,
no, I slept really
like,
well, actually.
Coming
well,
I
actually
like
did
Discord
fall
asleep.
In. Yeah,
I
was going to say, like,
not,
this
I did not sleep well last time. And I
I'll wake me up
this time. I'll wake you up.
We'll Discord
in. We'll do a show. We'll Discord in.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So that'll be coming up. Lots of cool stuff coming up, guys. Wow. Show.
Who are you?
So 2024, as you know, has been a whirlwind for the Guys, Games, and Beer crew. We have been all over and back. 2025 is shaping up to be quite the year, too. So I literally just got approached tonight for another show. So keep an eye on 2025. We will be out and about.
And drunk.
And local.
Getting drunk.
And local.
And
looks like.
It's looking super.
I like
loving
doing
this idea,
ones,
dude. I'm loving this
like
idea. So we may actually get a chance to do a live show from our home city, which would be freaking awesome.
That would be nice.
So that is kind of on the books right now. Like all shows, I have agreed to nothing.
We agree to nothing!
But there are lots of possibilities. So keep an eye out. We will be out and about over the next year. And we'll be seeing you guys at all the podcast. I'm sorry, on all the podcasting places, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Discord. Tune in, listen.
I'm gonna let it wrap at that. I like that.
That's a good wrap. Hey, but that also means, hey guys, do us a solid. Like us on that. Subscribe to us on that.
Write a review.
Yeah, serious.
It helps.
Write a freaking review. We've been doing this for
hopefully
a long
scalding.
Time.
Is there any ideas of what I should pick up?
We are. Yeah. No, serious. Send Larry we will be out and about looking for gear in Japan, stuff to bring back to show you guys at shows. So if there's a system in Japan that you haven't seen us bring to a show,
we brought them all.
Okay, we may have brought them all, but maybe there's something we haven't seen, Rob. Maybe. That one of our
listeners could be.
Send us a message. We will look for that system when we're in Japan. I am literally going over there looking for systems that we have not seen before to bring back.
And waifu pillows. Okay. Lots of waifu pillows.
Oh, I am so bringing back a waifu
pillow. Still have the poster on your wall.
Yeah, really, Rob. You haven't even hung the banner we bought last time.
It's sitting in there now.
Oh, because he still got...
2 years ago. I'm getting the like alerts of like memories from 2 years ago.
He's still got a cover. He's got to cover parts of that before
how long it on the wall. How long does it take you to cover some nipples?
It takes me a lot. Have you seen my nipples? Yeah, you have.
They're big. They're really big. So, they're like guys.
Sexy damn nipples. They're milk givers.
Definitely check it out again. Definitely thumbs up on the video you like. Thumbs up on the podcast.
Wait, can we play
you
on
like.
Larry's face right now?
Sure.
I appreciate that.
make sure to do all that. Like Rob said, write reviews. It helps us out. You like seeing us out and about? Say, hey, we like seeing you at this show. We like seeing you at that show. Helps the shows decide to have us back. I don't know why they would, but hey.
Yeah, and then.
Oh, maybe because we're actually really good at this shit.
And then.
Oh, I was going to say, I have one request. When Larry's in Japan, he's got to play the train simulator arcade game again. So oh, he doesn't crash.
I'm so much better at that.
So, Ryan, tell him what he did last time on the train simulator.
What happened is my phone gave me a reminder of what happened 2 years ago. And it was like, you know, using the train simulator, like, arcade cabinet, which is all, like, it's got all
the... Yeah, they're very serious about the train simulator.
And yeah, it's pretty much what you can live right past.
I killed him.
No, he killed people in the train station.
Well, they really wanted to get out of the train. You're like, no, I'm just going to run right through.
All right,
Thomas can do it, damn it. Why can't I?
All right, guys. Cheers, all.
See y'all.